USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Spending so much on gas now. I'm spending way more than it was, like, say, 6 months ago or something. Like, gas prices are crazy.
Bill's comments as the pain at the pump continues. This as there are new fears that gas prices will rise even higher now that OPEC and its allies plan to slash oil production by around 2 million barrels a day. President Biden and the White House saying they're disappointed by the short-sighted decision made by OPEC Plus. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is leveling some strong accusations.
Our United Nations Secretary has accused China and Russia on Wednesday of enabling North Korean leader Kim Jong-un by protecting Pyongyang from attempts to strengthen UN Security Council sanctions imposed over its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile program. In May, China and Russia vetoed a U.S.-led push to impose more UN sanctions on North Korea for their aggressive behavior. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden's son, Hunter, could be looking at multiple criminal charges. That's according to a new report out in the Washington Post, which is reporting agents have gathered enough information on things like alleged tax crime violations. The probe into Biden began in 2008 related to his business dealings and consulting overseas. The confirmed death toll from Hurricane Ian is still going up in Florida. The Medical Examiner's Commission reports at least 89 deaths have been linked to Ian as of Wednesday. The fatalities include a 96-year-old man found trapped under a car in high water in Charlotte County. Even with worries about inflation, most Americans are likely to cut costs on food rather than cancel Amazon Prime or Netflix. That's according to a new report out from the National Research Group. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
The Biden administration is reportedly considering easing sanctions on Venezuela's government to allow Chevron to increase oil production. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty is no fan of the possible decision.
The answer is so obvious. It's right here. Joe Biden needs to take his foot off the oil and gas industry's throat.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says that domestic production is on track to break a historic record next year and noted that the president has asked the energy secretary to explore responsible actions to increase production. Customs and Border Protection reports over 10,000 arrests of illegal immigrants with a criminal record in fiscal year 2022. Texas Republican Congressman Michael Cloud explains why he wants local law enforcement to work closer with immigration and customs enforcement.
They can go through an agreement process where the local officers receive training and basically in their day-to-day enforcement activities, if they come across a criminal alien, can work with ICE to make sure that person gets off the streets.
A Missouri man says he'll run for 24 straight hours this weekend to raise money for charity. Chris Hines is set to begin his trek Saturday morning and will try to raise $24,000 for the Shriners Hospital, the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, and Dementia Care. The first 12 hours of his run will include time on local greenway trails. He then says he'll finish the final leg near his home in St. Charles. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.